Frank Abate from Nation Talk. We're down here at the AFN Economica Conference, and we're joined by John Bakash, Union of Ontario Indians Grand Chief. Welcome to Nation Talk.
Thanks very much, Frank. Good to be here.
Now, we see each other periodically. Obviously, you're representing a lot of Aboriginal communities and involved in the economic atmosphere here in Canada. What are you seeing down here at the conference?
Well, you know, there's a lot of interesting things happening. I've had a chance to chat with some of the chiefs and some of the organizations that are providing economic stimulus to our communities. I had a chance to talk to some lenders last night, and you know, even though we're in tough economic times, I look back on First Nations, and we've been in tough economic times for the past 100 years. It's been worse, and you know, our unemployment went from 60 to 61. Well, who cares? We still have a lot of people unemployed, but yet I can see that there's light at the end of the tunnel. I can see potential out there, that we have a lot of companies that are starting and wanting to do business on First Nations. Lenders are wanting to lend money to good businesses, and I just see things starting to look very bright for the upcoming years.
I know a few months back you got your First Nations housing fund off the ground. That's coming on along well?
It is coming along very well. We had an announcement at the beginning of February that we had our first First Nation approved from Newfoundland, Conn River. We've got several others that are working in the mill right now. We had two additional lenders. We've got some other lenders that are ready to get on side. So it's starting to grow. And we just started it last year, and I think we're pretty much on track in terms of the growth for the First Nations Market Housing Fund. And once again, that's going to be an alternative for some of our First Nations citizens to build or buy a house on reserve.
I know you've got a good team put together there. I've actually talked to that team, and it's interesting to see here in the conference. I mean, we're looking at organizations that'll insure property on First Nations. We got title insurance companies, and we got somebody building eco-friendly homes on First Nations,
which is great. And you know, that just means that there's more variety, that there's more choice, and that the First Nation market is a viable market in Canada. We're making sure that resources and funding is more available to First Nations people, and you know, it's just looking good for all of us.
And I know we're the early part of March, but coming up to summertime, I understand that there's going to be some AFN elections, and you've thrown your hat in that ring. And tell us a little bit about that. And I don't want to get into the pre-election stuff, but tell us a little about it.
Well, it's pretty hard not to get into pre-election stuff when you're before the election. Yeah. And certainly, you know, in July 21st, 22nd, 23rd, we're going to be having the AFN Assembly in Calgary. As you mentioned, I have thrown my hat in the ring to run for National Chief. I see that we need to do a number of different things with the AFN, and I call it the new AFN. That this is a turning point for the AFN to be more relevant to our urban citizens, to be more relevant to our youth and to our women. And so I've got a very strong campaign, a very strong advisory committee that is helping us along, and I think we're going to make some very strong statements come July in Calgary.
I'm sure a lot of people are looking forward to it, and you know, sometimes the message alone is good. Win, lose, or draw, I mean, that message has to be told.
It does. It does have to be told in that there are certain things that we need to express. There are certain aspects of government and jurisdiction that we need to say. Even if it doesn't get traction this time around, those things are being said, and say we start that seed growing in some of the new leaders that we've got out there. And there are a lot of new leaders right across the country, and so I think we want to make sure that we're reaching out there and that they understand where First Nations governance and jurisdiction has to go.
Grand Chief Bakash, thanks for joining me and Nation Talk. I know we'll be speaking again downstream, and we'll certainly be seeing each other this summer.
Thank you very much, Frank. Always a pleasure.